Shtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pastyatya De Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We're continuing, not concluding yet, we're getting there, our visit to Govardhan Hill.
那么我们还没有结束，所以我们今天继续我们向这个哥瓦丹山的这个旅程。
We're at part five, and we'll do a quick review of where we were last time we were together.
那么在进入我们第五部分之前，我们先很快的迅速回顾一下我们之前所到的地方。
Here you see on your screen an aerial photo of Govardhan Hill.
现在你们在屏幕上可以看到哥瓦丹山的这样一个俯瞰的一个地图。
And I want to... There's a way to make a laser pointer show on the screen, and it's not cooperating.
本来可以用这个激光笔在这个屏幕上做一些标示的，但是现在好像似乎这个不太运作的不太好。
Actually, Govardhan Hill is almost directly north and south. Here it's laying horizontal.
那实际上，哥瓦丹山它是南北走向的。 但在我们图上，我们看到它是这个以水平方向呈现的。
You look way over to your right, you see number one, that's Radhakund Shyamakund.
就如你们所见，你们可以看到这个Shyamakund和 Radhakund.
The white area in the middle, that's the rooftops of Govardhan Town.
那中间这块区域，你们所看到的白色的屋顶，就是这个哥瓦丹山镇的它这个建筑的屋顶。And
where we're headed is what you see in the far left of the screen, number three, which is Puncheri.
那么我们还有一个地方，就是最左边屏幕最左边的第三号所标示的位置，就是 Puncheri.
Puncheri means tail.
Puncheri 的意思是尾巴的意思。
Just like a peacock has a tail, so Govardhan is sometimes compared to a peacock.
就像一只孔雀，它有很长的尾巴。有的时候，哥瓦丹山也被比作一只孔雀。The
head and the eyes of the peacock are on the right, and the tail is way over on the left.
那么这只孔雀的头就在这个屏幕我们所见的右方，而它的尾巴就在我们所见的左方。
The last place we visited was what you see on your screen here.
那么我们最后一次到访的地方就是屏幕上你们所见的这个地方。The
place is called Dauka Dauji, the place where Balaram was observing Krishna's Rasa Lila that takes place at the southern tip or Puncheri area.
那么这块地方就是Dauka Dauji，就是主Balaram当时在这片这个图上这个所在区域目睹了Krishna上演他的Rasa Lila的这个地方，也就是我们图上所见的尾巴的地方。So
there's the red line where Govindakund Dauka Dauji heading for Puncheri.
然后就是地图上从3号到2号到1号，就是从 Govindakund一直到Dauka Dauji, 然后一直到 Puncheri 这个路径。
And we'll spend most of our time today over there at Puncturi, in that vicinity.
我们今天大部分时间会花在这个三号地方，就是 Puncturi 的所在地。
But there's a long stretch of simply seeing the side of the mountain, Govardhan.
但是途中我们会欣赏到很多哥瓦丹山附近的这片区域的景色。
Cows grazing on the side of Govardhan Hill.
那么乳牛就在哥瓦丹山的山侧在吃草。
Some young ladies engaging in dandabats parikram, that is, instead of walking, they pay obeisances all the way around Govardhan Hill. It takes 3 weeks.
那么，还有些当地的女士们，她们现在正在做五体顶拜的这样一种绕拜，这个会持续三周。
And our monkey friends.
以及我们的猴子朋友。
Helping one another with little insects that are bothering the backside.
那么他们在彼此互相抓对方身上的虱子。
Here's a really big male monkey looking at us as we're looking at him.
这张图上是一只非常大的一只雄性猴子盯着我们，我们也盯着他看。
He doesn't like being photographed.
他好像不太喜欢我们拍他。
But eventually he gets used to it.
但最终他还是习惯了。
Gets a little more relaxed.
然后更加的放松了。
And becomes playful like monkeys tend to do.
然后又变得像别的猴子一样喜欢这种活跃的这样去嬉戏打闹。
Here's another monkey.That did all of his playing, and he decides to take a little nap.
这里还有另外一只猴子，可能玩累了，然后开始打了一个哈欠，准备打盹了。
They don't need a bed; they just need some place to rest their head.
那他们不需要一张豪华的床，他只需要有个地方把他的脑袋搁上去就可以了。
There's many peacocks.
那里还有很多孔雀。
Here's some pilgrims making their walk around Govardhan Hill, just as we will do when we go there in Kartik time.
那这张图上是很多朝圣者，他们在绕拜格瓦丹山，就像我们在绕拜期间会做的那样。
Please note, they're all walking barefoot.
请注意一点，他们所有人。都是赤着脚在地上行走的。
That's the culture. You let the dust of Vrindavan transcendentalize your feet, and you'll feel different at the end.
这样是一种灵性的文化，就让哥瓦丹山的这个超然的尘土将你的脚灵性化、超然化，将你的整个存在灵性化。
You can see looking down in the distance, Govardhan Hill.Is a long and not so terribly tall, but nice mountain.
你可以从这张图上看到，哥瓦丹山它蔓延的这个，蔓延的之长，而且它当然不是特别高，但是也是蛮高的一座山。
Along the way, we'll see a number of shilas of Govardhan or stones.
那么沿途我们会看到很多 Shila, 或者说就是格瓦丹山的山石。
Sometimes devotees make these little mounds of Govardhan Shilas, indicating the mood is they would like to have residence by the side of Govardhan Hill.
那有的时候会看到有些被堆叠起来的这种石块，这实际上是当地的人。就是表达他们一种心态，他们希望能够在来世在格瓦丹山的附近有一个居所。
And some of the stones of Govardhan are very large, like this.
有些格瓦丹山的山石非常巨大，就像图中你们所见的这种。
Now, walking along the side of Govardhan Hill, you can see the outer path that's paved and the inner path that's just sandy. What happened? There we go.
在绕拜的时候，你们会发现有两条绕拜的途径，在外侧的这个绕拜的路径上，他们是柏油路，而内侧的是就是很自然原始的这种沙土的这种绕拜的途径。
The inner path is much more pleasant for your feet and also very close to Govardhan Hill.
那么靠近格瓦旦山的内侧的这条路就是离格瓦旦山更加近一些，而且会让你觉得更加舒适。
Now we're going to see some of the caves of Govardhan Hill.
那么接下来我们将会去拜访一些格瓦旦山的山洞。
If you remember, towards the very beginning, there was multiple mentions of caves along the side of Govardhan Hill. There are many in this area.
如果你们还记得的话，我们之前提到过，在格瓦旦山这片区域有很多的岩洞。
Right in the center of your screen, a little to the right, there's one of those caves.
在你们这个屏幕上所见的图画的右侧，你看到就是有一些山洞。
And we're heading towards Navalkund.
那么现在我们朝 Navalkund 进发。
Here's some of the other caves you'll see.
上面是一些就是其他的岩洞。
Here's some others.
这个图上又是另外一些这些岩洞。
And multiple images of caves along the side of Govardhan Hill in this area.
这些图画就是一系列的在格瓦旦山这片区域所有的这些岩洞。
Sometimes the cowherd boys would come in the heat of the midday and get relief from the heat of the sun in these caves.
有的时候牧牛头们会在一天正午的时候最为炎热的时候来躲避到这些清凉的岩洞里面摆脱这种酷暑。
Here's a mother monkey with her little baby and she looks pretty protective of her little one.
这张图画上是一个猴子妈妈，她好像非常的警戒，保护着她的猴子宝宝。
Oh, here's another breed of monkeys called Langur monkeys.
这张图上是另外一个类型的猴子，是另外一个品种的猴子，它们是Langur, 或者说是长尾叶猴。
They're much more peaceful and calm. They don't cause so much trouble.
那它们相较于另外一个种类的猴子，它们非常的平和，更加的温柔非常的平静。
And this is the other kind. This is the other species of monkey.
那这张图上就是另外一种猴子，另外一种类型的。
When he finds out that we're watching him, he doesn't like it.
当他发现我们在盯着他的时候，他很不喜欢。
Look at this.
看这个，他大张着嘴。
Don't get in the way of monkeys like that, you'll be really sorry.
千万不要挡这种猴子路，否则的话，你会非常后悔的。
But the Langur monkeys, they're much more peaceful.
但是那种 Langur monkey, 就是长尾叶猴，他们更加的平和。
And here's one of the goats by the side of Govardhan Hill.
那这张图上是格瓦旦山旁边的一只山羊。
As we're looking at him, he's looking at us.
我们盯着他看的时候，他也朝我们看。
And here's a local sadhu offering prayers to Govardhan Hill.
这张图上是一个本地的萨杜，一个圣人在向格瓦旦山做祈祷。
And here's another sadhu that's doing a little fundraising with some shilas of Govardhan.
这图上是另外一个sadhu, 然后背后是高瓦诞山的shila, 他在做一些很神奇的不一样的活动。
Okay, you're going to see this image many times.
你可能见过这幅图很多次了。And
I'm going to show you number one, that's the tip of Govardhan Hill, the tail.
那接下来我要向你们展示这个图中的一号所在地，也就是哥瓦丹山的山尾。
And look at the bottom of your screen, right in the middle, number two, that's a Nrisingadev temple.
那就在你们图画上的这个正下方二号所在区域，这里有一个尼辛哈的庙宇。
And that's where we're going next.
这个就是我们接下来要到访的地方。
There's the back side of the temple. You have to go around to the other side to go up the steps.
这张图上实际上是这个庙宇的背面。 如果你要进入这个庙宇的话, 你必须绕到另外一面。
And here's looking out at the hill from the Nrisingadev temple.
这个是从尼西哈的庙宇的这个视角, 然后朝外。
Look way over on the right side of your screen, you'll see a white structure on top of the hill.
那么在这个图片的最右侧, 你会看到山巅上有一个小小的白色的建筑物。
That's where the Gopal temple is.
那个就是Gopal庙宇的所在地。
We visited there last week.
我们上周才拜访了这里。
Here's the Nrisingadev deity inside the temple. Very old.
这张照片上是尼辛哈庙宇里面的尼辛哈的神像, 非常的古老。
He's holding a disc and a club.
他手里拿着神碟和这个神锤。
And you ask the pujari, and he may lift the cloth. Guess what's going on underneath his cloth?
那如果你请求这个 普加瑞这个祭祀的话, 他会把这个布揭开给你看, 那你想, 你猜一下这个布后面是什么样的景象?
He's bifurcating Hiranyakashipu with his nails.
那尼辛哈德正在用他的指甲撕开了这个, Hiranyakashipu的胸膛。
Look at the head of Hiranyakashipu, it looks like an animal.
注意一下这里的Hiranyakashipu的头部, 它看起来像个动物一样。
And look closely, on the left side of our screen or by his right leg, there's Prahlad Maharaj.
那再仔细看,在这个图画的最左侧, 你能看到Prahlad Maharaj在尼辛哈的脚边。
You might wonder, why is there a Nrisingadev temple in Govardhan?
你可能会很好奇, 为什么在格瓦丹山,它也有一座尼辛哈的庙宇?
Nrisingadev assists the devotees by helping them become free from material contamination within the heart so they can experience the fullness of Krishna's presence in Govardhan.
因为尼辛哈马哈拉智，尼辛哈德他会协助奉献者清除他内心的不洁，内心不想要的物质的欲望，然后让他们可以有资格接受Krishna全然的临在。
On our left side or in his right hand, that's the club.
然后在他的最右侧,我们能看到他手里的,尼辛哈的右侧,他拿着这个神锤。
And on our right side or in his left hand, that's the disc.
在我们的右方,或者说在尼辛哈的左侧,他手持的这个神碟。
Very happy deity.
是个非常快乐的神像。
On this particular occasion, the pujari, a nice man, he allowed one of our sannyasis to touch the feet of the deity.
那这个普加瑞非常的友好, 在这个特殊的节日里，他允许我们其中的一位 Sannyasi 去触碰你神像的这个莲花组。
And if you see the photograph by the Pujari's right elbow, it's Krishna combing and dressing Radharani's hair.
如果你仔细观察的话，这个图画的右侧，你能看到这个是 Krishna 正在梳理 Radharani 的头发。
We heard about that pastime at Kusum Sarovar.
我们在 Kusum Sarovar 听过这个逍遥时光。
And from the Narsingadev Temple, we're taking a look at Navalkund. That's the place we're going next.
那么在这个女性汉的庙宇的这个顶屋顶，我们能够看到下一个我们要拜访的地方。
The tall structure is the water tower behind it.
这个很高的这个建筑物是附近的一个水塔，就是在这个女性汉庙宇背后的一个水塔。
And right in the center, there's a tall white building that's the temple of Lotababa. We'll visit there also.
在画面的正中央，我们看到这个高耸的白色建筑物，这个白色的尖塔是 Lotababa， 就是我们接下来要去的一个地方。
And just behind Navalkund, you see the green-colored body of water that's Apsarakund. We'll go there also.
在图上我们看到了这个 Navalkund 的这个旁边有个块水体，它是 Apsarakund， 就是紧邻它的另外一片湖。我们接下来也要去到访这个地方。
So here's the image again. You'll see many times.
那这张地图也是我们见了许许多次的这个地图。
Where you see 3 and 4, that's Navalkund and Apsarakund.
那如你们所见，这个三号和四号的所在地就是 Navalkund 和 Apsarakund 两片湖的所在地。
And here's a close-up photo of Navalkund with the Nrisimha temple in the background.
那这张图上就是背景是尼辛哈庙宇的这个 Navalkund 这个湖的近照。
Naval indicates Krishna, who is ever fresh.
那 Naval 这个词它其实暗指的就是 Krishna， 它的意思就是永恒青春的。
So this is a pond or a body of water where Krishna would bathe after the Rasa dance.
这片湖就是在 Krishna 结束他的 Rasa 之舞之后会在这片湖里沐浴的地方。
You remember, Balaram was watching Krishna's Rasa dance, and the area that the Rasa dance was performed is in this part of Govardhan Hill.
你还记得就是Balaram 他目睹 Krishna 上演他这个 Rasa 的逍遥时光的地方，他也是在就在哥瓦丹山的一处地方的这个建筑物的屋顶上目睹了这一切。
And very nearby is Apsarakund.
那紧邻这片湖的就是 Apsarakund.
And there are two different local stories not verified by scripture.That give the history of Apsarakund and Navalkund.
关于 Apsarakund 和这个Navalkund， 其实有两段虽然历史上就是经典无法考证的，有两种说法讲述了这两片湖的来历。
Here's one of those histories.
这个是其中的一个湖的这个来历。
Please read.
在给主 Krishna 举行盛大的 Abhishek 沐浴仪式期间，七位 Apsara 带着天堂的水从天堂星宿前来为主沐浴。他们给他沐浴时，从 Krishna 身上流淌下来的水汇集于此，就形成了这个湖。
The other explanation of how Navalkund and Apsarakund were formed is like this.
那还有另外一段关于这两片湖是如何形成的说法是这样的。
Both Radha and Krishna were experiencing such happiness and ecstasy during Rasa Danta, their bodies melted and formed these two kuns.
那这种说法就是 Krishna 和 Radharani 在 Rasa 之舞的进行期间，他们感受到强烈的喜乐，然后他们俩就融化了，他们身体融化了，形成了这两个湖。
As we said, these are local stories. We don't have any verification from scripture about them.
那就像我刚才讲到的，这两种说法都是当地的一种说法，并没有从经典里得到考证。
This is the same Apsara Kund taken during different seasons. This is the rainy season. Everything's green.
那接下来这几张图是不同季节的 Apsara Kund 的这个照片。像这个就是雨季期间，树木是青葱的。
Here's another season and even another year.
那这里是另外一个季节，还有另外一个年份的照片。
Here the water has gone down significantly.
啊，这个张图上的这个水体就明显的下沉了。
So this is Apsara Kund.
所以这就是 Apsara Kund 的照片。
This photograph is taken from the water tower. Some brave devotee climbed way up the water tower and took this photograph.
啊，这张照片是从这个水塔上俯瞰的这个 Apsara Kund 的这个照片。有些是有一个奉献者非常勇敢，他是徒手爬了这个水塔，然后拍下了这张珍贵的照片。
And if you look over in the upper right corner, there you will see Govardhan Hill.
如果你仔细观察这张照片的右上角，你会发现那里就是哥瓦丹山。
Now we're going back to our map.
现在我们再返回到我们的地图。
And we're going to go to number 5, way up in the upper left corner. That's the Lota Baba Temple.
现在我们将要进发的地方就是五号的这个地方所在地，也是图上的左上角的这个区域，就是 Lota Baba 的地方。
There's a very interesting story behind Lota Baba.
在 Lota Baba 这个地方背后，有着一段非常有意思的故事。
In Hindi, the word Lota means return.
在印度语中 ，Lota 的意思意味着返回。
And there's another spelling.Where it is said one of the names of one of Krishna's cowherd boyfriends was L-O-T-A, Lota.
那还有另外一种拼写的方法，不同于此的是 L-O-T-A, 也就是 Krishna 的一位牧牛童伙伴的名字，叫 Lota.
There's his temple and here's the deity.
这里是这个庙宇，还有这个庙宇中的神像。
The Lota Baba story is very interesting.
关于 Lota Baba 的故事是非常有意思的。
When Krishna was planning to leave Vrindavan and go to Mathura, he came to visit his dear devotee, Lota.
当 Krishna 决定离开 Vrindavan, 启程去 Mathura 的时候，Krishna 决定去拜访他的好友 Lota.
And this cowherd boy lived very near to the southern tip of Govardhan Hill.
那他的这位好友住在了他的居住地就是非常紧邻哥瓦丹山的这个南部的这个点。
The city of Mathura is almost directly east.Of Govardhan Hill.
Mathura 相对于这个格瓦丹山的这个方位，它几乎就是在格瓦丹山的东侧，正东侧。
And the Lota Baba deity is facing east.
而 Lota Baba 的这个庙宇的这个神像，它就是面朝东侧的。
Because when Krishna informed Lota.That he was going to go to Mathura, Lota said, I just have this feeling that you're not going to come back.
当 Krishna 告诉 Lota 说我要前往 Mathura 的时候， Lota 说 我有种感觉，你去了就不会回来了。
And Krishna said, no, no, I'll come back tomorrow.
Krishna 说，不不不，我明天早上就回来。
And if I don't come back tomorrow, then the day after tomorrow or soon thereafter.
就算我明天不回来，那我后天反正很快就会回来的。
And Lotus said, I just have this feeling you're not going to come back.
但 Lotus 接着说，我就是有种感觉，你去了肯定就不回来了。
And Krishna said, no, no, I'll come back. You just stand right here and wait, and I'll come back.
所以 Krishna 就说，我会回来的。你就待在原地，你等着，我肯定会回来的。
So that's what Lota Baba did. He stood facing in the direction that Krishna was going to depart to Mathura, and he just waited.
所以这就是 Lota Baba 所做的。他就站在原地，面朝着东侧，看 Krishna 离开，然后在原地等他回来。
And he decided to fast until Krishna returned.
而且他决定他决定绝食，直到 Krishna 回来那一天。
His mother was in big anxiety.
他的妈妈为此非常焦虑。
She requested him, please come, and he said, no, no, Krishna said, just wait here, and I'm going to fast until he returns. And days passed, and Krishna didn't come back.
他的妈妈说，你就回来吃饭吧。他说，不不不， Krishna 告诉我就在这等他回来。我不会吃饭的，我就届时直到他回来为止。结果 一天天过去了， Krishna 仍旧没有回来。
Weeks passed and Krishna didn't come back.
几周过去了， Krishna 仍然没有回来。
And he just waited and waited, and eventually his cowherd boy form became a deity.
他就这样等啊等啊，等着等着，他的这个牧牛童的形象就转变了，成了一尊神像的样子。
Those of you that remember our description during the national holiday of the elder sadhu lady in Lord Ramachandra's pastime.
如果大家还记得我们国庆节期间的讲座的话，大家是否还记得？啊，我们提到了一位非常年长的，在 Rama 消时光的一位啊年长的一位女士。
She was also told by her guru that Ramchandra will come and just wait, and you'll be ready to serve him when he comes.
那这位女士她也被她的 guru 训示说，你就在这里等着，等着有一天主 Rama 会拜访于此。
So the same devotional mood is found in Lota Baba.
所以这种类似的或者说同样的这种情愫，我们在 Lota Baba 身上也看到了同样的这种心态。
Eventually, Krishna came back in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I see, I told you I would return.
而最终呢，主 Krishna 他以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形式真的重返于此，然后对他说，你看吧，我答应过你的，我就会回来的，我回来了。
This is a photograph taken from a drone up in the air.
那图上这张照片是通过无人机的这种视角来拍摄的。
This is showing the very southern tip of Govardhan Hill.
这个展现了这个噶瓦丹山的最南端的这个点的这个景色。
Over on the left of the tip of Govardhan, that's the Nrisimha temple.
如你们所见，在这个山尾的这个左侧，你能看到那个棕色的建筑，就是Nrisimha的庙宇。
And to the right of that, you can very easily see the water tower.
而右侧很明显能够看到那个水塔。
And to the right of that, you can see that white tall building, that's the Lota Baba temple.
那再往右侧那个高耸的这个白色的小建筑物就是 Lota Baba 的所在地。
Very soon we're going to start our travel going up the west side or to our right of Govardhan Hill along the Parikrama path.
那么很快我们就要去前往这个哥瓦丹山的西侧，或者说我们右侧的这个哥瓦丹山的这个绕拜路径去前行。
But before we do that, we'll take a look around.
但在我们这么做之前，我们先四周瞧瞧。
Here's a local vendor selling bananas to feed the monkeys.
这是一张本地的小贩的一张照片，他是给给这些到访的人去卖香蕉，用来喂猴子的。
Here's a sadhu who's worshipping some Govardhan Shilas inside that little temple, offering Charnamrita to the pilgrims.
那这张图上是一个本地的 sadhu， 他在崇拜哥瓦丹山希拉，同时他用这个神像的沐浴液，这个 Charnamrita 去来招待这些过往的这些朝圣者。
Here's some ladies gathering water at the pump.
这张图上是一些女士在这个水泵附近来收集水源。
Much of the water in Vrindavan has a salty quality, so finding fresh water is very special.
因为在当地，在哥瓦丹山附近的所有的水都是咸水。所以想找到新鲜的这种清水是非常难的。
Here's one of our monkey friends.
这又是我们的猴子朋友的一张照片。
And you will find also some of our pig friends in Vrindavan.
接下来你会看到还有一些文达文的我们的这些猪朋友们。
Not so many, but they're here and there.
可能没有那么多，但是偶尔你会在这儿呢，在那儿会看到这些猪。
Now here's another image of the southern tip of Govardhan Hill.
那这张图就是哥瓦丹山最南端的点的这个另外一张视角的照片。
This, you see all the fog, that means it was taken in January.
你会看到很浓重的这个雾。因为这是在一月份所拍摄的。
And here is the same picture taken during the rainy season.
那还有一张这张照片是拍摄于雨季的这个同样的这张照片。
Everything is very green, and there's this pond, a body of water at the bottom of the hill.
你会发现一切都生机盎然，绿绿葱葱的。然后在脚部你能看到有一片很大的水体，就是一片池塘。
Again, look all the way on the left of your screen at the top of the mountain, you'll see the Gopal temple.
那在这个图上的最上端，你能看到山巅上就是 Gopal 庙宇的这个所在地。
So here's our map again. We were just visiting number 5, and we're going to visit 6, 7, and 8 next.
那就是我们刚才到访了就是5号的所在地。接下来我们将去拜访六七八号的这个地方。
Number 7 says Rasa Stali is the place where the Rasa dance was performed.
七号地方是 Rasa Stali， 就是 Rasa 之舞所上演的地方。
Over the years, many of the trees have disappeared.
那因为经过很多年，很多的树都消失了。
Actually, what we're going to do first, you see number 6. Number 6 is the Nathji temple.
那实际上我们首先要去的地方是6号所在地，就是 Sri Nathji 的这个庙宇。
Here's a shrine just outside the temple.
这里有一个很小的神龛，就在庙宇的外面。
In the middle, that's Nathji, that's Gopal lifting Govardhan Hill.
那在这个图画的正中央就是 Sri Nathji, 他举起了哥瓦丹山。
And this is the entrance to the temple.
这张图上是这个庙宇的入口。
And here's the very nicely worshipped deity of Gopal.
这张图上就是被崇拜的非常精细的这个 Gopal 神像。
Same deity worshipped in a different outfit, different day.
就是不同的时间不同的日子里面穿着不一样的同一尊神像。
Same day, just a closer image.
同一天拍摄的这张照片只是更加的近距离一些。
Look at all the details of that garment that he's wearing and the articles on his hand and his crown and garland around his neck. Very detailed worship.
那你可以发现有许多的细节在里面。比如说神像手中的拿的东西，他的衣服的这个服饰的细节，还有他的花环的这些细节，会发现这个崇拜是非常精心的。
Just outside is a
有很多这种无微不
至。Just outside is a kund called Sutala Kund, and many times of the year there's no water there at all.
那在这个外面就是有一片湖，它叫 Sutala Kund。这个湖在大多数的时间是没有水的。
It means, Sutala means a very beautiful place.
Sutala 它的意思是一个非常美丽的地方。
And here's what it looks like from another angle.
那这张照片是从另外一个角度拍摄的这个湖的照片。
And then this is the Rasa Stali, or the area where Krishna's Rasa dance was performed.
那接下来这个地方就是 Rasa Stali, 或者说是 Krishna 上演他的 Rasa 之舞的地方。
Now the place where Krishna's Rasa dance was performedhas many locations throughout all of Vrindavan.
那 Krishna 上演他的 Rasa 之舞的地方其实有很多遍布这个 Vrindavan 的各个地方。
In the springtime, very nice season, Krishna performed Rasa dance here at Govardhan.
那在春季的时候，在这个非常宜人的季节里，Krishna 会在格瓦丹山上演他的这个 Rasa 的之舞。
Another celebrated area is the Seva Kunj area near the Radha Damodar Temple, downtown Vrindavan.
那这张图上是一个另外一个非常著名的地方，它非常的临近 Radha Damodar 庙宇，是这个叫 Seva Kunj。
Here's another area called Nidhivan.That's near the Radharaman Temple.
这是另外一个著名的地方，它靠近 Radharaman 这个庙宇，是叫 Nidhivan.
And another very celebrated place is called Vanshivat.
还有另外一个非常著名的地方叫 Vanshivat 这个地方。
And Vanshivat we have mention of in our Vaishnav songs.
Vanshivat, 我们在这个 Vaishnava 的歌曲里面提到过这个地方。
And we will most likely visit that place when we go to Vrindavan at Kartik.
那我们在卡提克月的时候，我们很有可能会去到这个地方。
Now we're back at Rasa Stali by Govardhan Hill. Here's a photograph of a kadamba tree.
那这张图上是一个就是非常著名的这个 kadamba 树。
Here's a tamal tree.
这张图上是这个 tamal 树。
And here's just the general scene where there's many trees that used to be many, many more.But they became very old and are no longer living.
这张图上有许许多多还有别的种类的树，当然实际上树木要远远比这还要多，但是因为一些树非常的古老了，所以很多树就已经不复存在了。
The last place that we're going to visit is number 8, Raghava's Cave, which you can easily get to from the Nachi Temple.
那接下来要去的地方就是八号所在地这个 Raghava 这个 Raghava 的庙宇，这个离这个 Srinathji 的庙宇非常近。
Raghava's cave, the back side of the cave has this entrance that you can't go to these days.
现在这个 Raghava 这个洞的背后啊，就是照片上所在的地方，但是现今可能不能从这个地方进去了。
And this is the entrance that he would go into.
那这个是Raghava Goswami 他会从这个洞口的这个入口进去，这是让入口的照片。
Now, he was a very interesting personality. He would chant his japa inside the cave, so they would have no distractions of outside noise or people or anything.
Raghava Goswami 他是个非常有意思的人，他会在这个洞里面去完成他的加法，在洞里面没有这样的噪音啊，非常的安静，没有风啊，没有各种东西的打扰，他会在这个洞里完成他的这个加法。
Raghava Goswami was a very prominent associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raghava Goswami 是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常著名的同友。
He's mentioned in a book called Gora Gonadesh Deepika that he is one of Radharani's closest associates, one of her eight sakis.
那才是这个
Gora Gonadesh Deepika.
Gora Gonadesh Deepika 这部经典里面揭示了他的身份，他实际上是 Radharani 非常亲密的八个朋友之一的这样一个角色。
In that book, the author has given an explanation of every single person in Gora Lila, who is their actual identity in Krishna Lila.
在这部书中实际上揭示了所有在 Gora Lila 中的人物，他们在 Krishna Lila 这个当中的身份。
In that book, he writes that Raghava Goswami was Champakalata, one of the dearest gopis of Radharani.
那在书中揭示了Raghava Goswami 他实际的身份是叫Champakalata， 他是。是 Radharani 八个最亲密的这个牧牛姑娘的这个伙伴之一。
When you go to Mayapur and you see Radha Madhava, you'll see eight gopis by their side, and Champakalata is one.
那你们去 Mayapur 的Radha Madhava 庙宇的时候，你会看到他们左右两侧站着八位牧牛姑娘，那么 Champakalata 就是其中的一位。
He wrote a book, Raghava Goswami wrote a book about Radha and Krishna's pastimes.
Raghava Goswami, 他写了一部关于 Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光的书。
In this book, there's this nice discussion between Krishna and the personified Vedas.
在这部书中讲述了 Krishna 和这个伟达经的人格化身的有趣的故事。
Standing before the Vedas personified, Krishna asks them, "What is your heart's desire? What benediction would you like from me?"
Krishna 站在人格的这个伟达经的化身身边，问他：“你想从我这得到什么样的祝福呢？”
They said, "To some extent, we understand your form of Narayana, which is beyond matter or the influence of the modes of nature."
那么一定程度上来说，我们都了解您就是Narayana 是超越了这个物质存在、物质三重属性之上的这种存在。
However, we hear from great sages that you have an original form that is rarely seen, and if you would be so merciful, please show us that form.
然后他们就说，但是我们听圣人们说，其实你有一个原初的形象，请向我们展示你那个最仁慈的原初的形象吧。
in Raghava Goswami's book, Krishna obliges the personified Vedas and show the personified Vedas as original form of Sri Krishna holding a flute.
那么书中就说 Raghava Goswami 的这本书中就说当时应这些伟达经的人格化身的请求 Krishna 就在他们面前显现了他那个手里拿着笛子的这个原初的 Krishna 的形象。
Not only that, Krishna showed personified Vedas the whole of Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill and the river Jamuna and all the trees and groves and the splendor of Vrindavan Dham.
那不止于此 ,Krishna 还向他们展示了整个 Vrindavan, 整个哥瓦丹山、雅穆纳河和各种 Vrindavan 的丛林，整个向他们展示了整个 Vrindavan 的富裕。
Raghava Goswami also describes meeting Radharani by Krishna showing Radharani, introducing Radharani to Balaram.
中间 Raghava Goswami 也提到了这样一个小时光，是 Krishna 向Balaram 介绍 Radharani.
It's a very elevated discussion.Krishna explains to Balaram when playing upon his flute, his heart became so delighted that from his heart, Radharani appeared before him.
这是一段非常非常深远的这样一段描述。Krishna 说，在他开心地吹着笛子的时候 ，Radharani 从他的心中显现了。
He also has a very interesting explanation of why Krishna is blackish.
而且 Raghava Goswami 还非常有意思地描述了为什么 Krishna 是黑色的。
He explains that when you mix all colors, that's the color that you get is a blackish color. That's why Krishna's form is blackish. He is the support, basis, and rest of everything and everyone.
他说如果你试着把所有的颜色都混在一起，那你得到是什么颜色呢？就是黑色。这就是为什么 Krishna 是黑色的，因为他是为其他一切的东西提供支持的源头。
But his color is not the material blackish color, it's a transcendental effulgence.
但是 Krishna 的黑色并不是世俗的这种黑色，物质的黑色，它是超然的黑色。
One of our Gaudiya literatures is the history of the associates of Lord Chaitanya who had activities after his departure.
那么在我们的经典中也描述了在主 Krishna 他结束他的逍遥之后
That book is called Bhakti Ratnakar.
那么这个记述了 Krishna 隐迹之后，他的主 Gaura 的逍遥时光的这部书就叫 Bhakti Ratnakar.
There is a very elaborate description of Raghava Goswami taking a parikrama tour of the whole Vrindavan for.Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur.
那么书中描述了 Raghava Goswami 他带领 Srinivas Acharya 和 Narottam Das Thakur 绕拜了整个参观了整个 Vrindavan 和哥瓦丹山。
Special emphasis goes to just what we're doing, visiting Govardhan Hill and all the places at Govardhan Hill.
那么他在整个文达文的绕拜中最为着重强调了就像我们现在所做的这样强调了这个哥瓦丹山的这个绕拜和哥瓦丹山的许多的有意思的这个地方。
After that tour, the two, Narottam and Srinivas, regularly went to Govardhan because they had developed such affection and love for Govardhan.
在这次绕拜之后Srinivas Acharya 和 Narottam Das 他们深深地为之一振， 深深的受此鼓舞，他们不断的来此进行这个绕拜。
One day when they were passing by one of the caves that we saw, they heard a flute sound coming from the cave.
有一天，他们经过一个岩洞，就像我们图中看到这样，他经过这个岩洞的时候，他们俩听到从洞中传来了笛声。
And it wasn't an ordinary flute sound. Their bodies erupted in ecstatic symptoms, so they went to the cave to find out, what is this music?
但是这不是普通世俗的音乐，他们听到之后，身上都毛发直竖，展现了极乐的征兆，于是他们想进入这个洞里面，一探究竟这是什么样的音乐。
As they approached the cave, they were trembling in ecstasy.
随着他们靠近这个岩洞，他们开始浑身极乐的颤抖。
When they entered the cave, they smelled the fragrance of Krishna's body, and Srinivas said to Narottam, "This is Krishna's presence in this cave," and they both fainted.
当他们进入岩洞的时候，他们闻到了 Krishna 身上超然的体香。Srinivas 对 Narottam Das 说，这个味道不是普通的味道，这是 Krishna 身上的芳香。说着他们俩就晕倒在地，不省人事了。
Sometime later, when they regained external consciousness,
那过了一段时间，他们两人终于恢复了外在的知觉。
They saw a young cowherd boy wearing a yellow turban standing before them, standing above them, because they were lying on the ground. And they asked him, "Who are you and what are you doing here?"
那他们睁开了双眼，看到眼前站着一位牧牛童。这个牧牛童头戴着黄色的头巾，站在他们头上，因为他们俩躺在地上，所以他们只能仰面看着这位牧牛童。牧牛童问他，你们俩在这干什么呢？
The cowherd boy said, "I was with my friends. We were herding the cows. We saw you came and you fainted, so I came to see if you're all right, and I've been watching you for several minutes now when you're lying there unconscious."
哦，实际上是 Srinivas 和 Narottam Das 问这个牧牛童，你是在这里做什么？然后牧牛童答道说，我和我的朋友在这附近玩耍，但是我看到你们俩进了岩洞，然后就在地上不省人事了，我已经盯着你们好久了。
He said, "Now that I see that you're safe, I have to go back and tend the cows." And suddenly he just disappeared.
他说，我现在看你们俩现在安全无事了，我现在要回去照顾那些奶牛了。说罢，他就突然消失了。
Srinivas and Narottam were wondering, who was this little boy? And they left the cave and sat underneath a tree and spent the night there.
Srinivas 和 Narottam Das 在好奇，这个牧牛童究竟是谁啊？他们出了岩洞之后，在一棵树下歇息，在那里度过了夜晚。
And that night when they slept, they both had the same dream.
结果就那天晚上，他们两人做了同样的梦。
Krishna appeared in their dream, smiling, saying, "I was that cowherd boy. I was the one playing the flute. I was the one whose aroma you smelled. I gave my mercy to you because of your devotion."
Krishna 在梦中对他们两人说，我就是那个牧牛童，我就是那个芳香的来源。我给予你们特别的仁慈，因为你们对我的奉爱。
There's a lot of mystery surrounding Govardhan Hill, isn't there?
关于格瓦丹山，围绕着它有许许多多不可思议的神秘事件。
This is the area where the cave of Raghava Goswami, where he chanted his japa, can be entered.
这张图上是 Raghava Goswami 他进行他的 japa 的这个岩洞的这个入口。
These days, the local people keep it locked up all the time.
那近些年的这些日子里，当地人把这个它的这个两个入口都堵得死死的。
So now we're going to move on. to the next places.
那接下来我们要朝下一个地方进发。
On the far left side, you'll see the tip of Govardhan Hill, and then the Srinathji Temple is number two next to that.
那么最左端就是这个山的它的最边缘的这个点，然后二号就是 Srinathji 的庙宇所在地。
And where you see number three in the map, there are many blue cows or nilagai, they're called in the local language.
那么三号的地方就是有许多蓝牛或者说 nilagai 出没的地方。
We'll get there shortly.
我们会很快地经过那里。
Here's an old stately bull.
这是一只非常年迈的稳稳地站在那里的一只奶牛。
And the gently sloping side of Govardhan Hill.
以及这个比较坡度比较缓的这个哥瓦丹山。
On the other side, it's almost straight up and down vertical, and on this western side, it's very gentle slope.
在山的另外一侧是非常陡峭的，几乎与地面垂直90度的，而在这个西侧的这个坡则是相当缓的。
So we find more cows on this side.
所以我们在这一侧，山的这一侧能够看到更多的奶牛。
This is...Further darshan of the side of Govardhan Hill.
这是对哥瓦丹山进一步的这个拜见的这个角度。
Please read. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, 他说道，在哥瓦丹山上有一处美丽宜人的檀香木丛林。虽然蛇群通常聚集在檀香木上，但蛇群却从未来过这里，或者有时候蛇会来，但是它们却是没有毒的，或者说有的时候毒蛇会来，它们的蛇毒也会被自动抵消，不会造成任何伤害。格瓦丹山作为主哈里最优秀的仆人，他做出这样奇妙的安排，是为了取悦主。
Our acharyas, they love Govardhan very much.
我们的 acharya 们，他们非常的热爱哥瓦丹山。
And hopefully, by this visit to Govardhan Hill, you will also.
希望通过这个对哥瓦丹山的旅程，你们也会获得同样的爱。
Some of our local monkey friends.
就是一些我们本地的这些猴子朋友的照片。
But don't get too close to them.
但是千万不要靠他们太近。
And more images of the side of Govardhan Hill.
接下来是更多的哥瓦丹山的照片。
So now we're going to number three. We're going to see many blue cows.
那接下来我们会到三号所在地。我们会在这片区域里见到大量的蓝牛出没。
The lighter complexion cows, or they look like deer, these are females.
那么这些毛色比较偏浅的这些像牛或者说像鹿的这些动物，就是蓝牛它们是这种雌性。
Generally, they're very shy, and like deer, they'll just stare at you.
通常他们非常的羞涩，就像鹿一样害羞，他们只是盯着你看。
And more commonly, the males, they're darker color and have horns.
那通常这个雄性的蓝牛，它会有更深的肤色，头上也会长角。
This one is hiding behind a tree.
这只就躲在树背后。
Please read.
Gopi 们，他们在圣殿博加瓦坛中牧牛姑娘们说道：“所有这些愚蠢的鹿是多么幸运啊！ 因为他们去到了 Maharaj Nanda 的儿子身旁，他身着华丽，正吹着笛子，千真万确，雌鹿和雄鹿都以充满爱与深情的眼睛崇拜着主。
Many different images. They like this area of Govardhan Hill. There's a number of them. Very special species.
啊，这里还有许多照片。这个非常，这个物种非常特别。他们非常热爱格瓦丹山这片土地。
Sometimes they're together in groups. Sometimes they're alone like this.
有的时候他们成群结队，有的时候单独出没。
Here's some in a group.
这些是他们成群结队的样子。
Here's some females taking care of each other.
这些是些雌鹿，他们互相的照料着对方。
And back on the trail, here's some of our monkey friends.
那返回我们这个绕拜的这个路径，能看到一些我们猴子的朋友。
Now we're going to the places that are 4 and 5 on this map. Indrakund is 4 and Airavata footprint is 5.
那在这张图上，返回我们这个地图，我们能看4号所在的地方就是 Indrakund。而五号所在地方是 Airavata 这个足印的所在地。
Airavata is the name of Indra's elephant.
Airavata 是 Indra 的坐骑的这个大象的名字。
When Airavata and Indra came to offer Abhishek to Krishna, this is where they landed.
在 Indra 和他的坐骑 Airavata 降临于此，准备给 Krishna 进行 Abhishek 的时候，这是他们落地的地方。
Here's a more detailed picture of where we're going.
这张图上是我们就是更加细节的一个放大的一个地图。
That green pond body of water number one, that's Indrakund.
那图中这个比较深色的这个湖的所在地就是 Indra 湖。
On the opposite side of the Parikrama path, right at Govardhan, along Govardhan Hill, is Airavata's footprint.
那么就是紧邻这个绕拜格瓦丹山的路径，这个地方就是 Airavata 的足印所在地。
We'll be able to see the backside of.Dauka Dauji, which we visited before.
那么我们会看到这个 Dauka Dauji 的背面，也就是我们之前拜访过的这个 Dauka Dauji 的这个地方。
And then next, we'll go to number four, that large Surabhikund.
然后我们会去到这个比较大的这个湖的这个区域，就是 Surabhikund.
Here's one of our local sadhus.
这张图上是一个本地的萨杜圣人的照片。
And here's what Indrakund looks like. This is a place where Lord Indra arrived before the Abhishek at Govardhan, Govindakund on the other side of the hill.
这张是 Indra 湖，就是 Govindakund 的另外一边的这个 Indra 准备前来为 Krishna进行 Abhishek 之前的所到的地方。
Nice painting. This is Indra offering his prayers to Krishna with the elephant Airavata behind him.
这张非常精美的画上，我们能够看到主 Indra 向 Krishna 进献祷文，背后是他的坐骑 Airavata.
And of course, there's Surabhi cow wearing peacock feathers. Look at her.
当然还有背后的 Surabhi, 他头上还戴着孔雀羽毛，瞧瞧他。
This is on the side of Govardhan Hill, you can very clearly see a very large elephant footprint.
在哥瓦丹山的山脚下，你能看到一块非常大的这个大象的足印。
It is said when the elephant Airavata landed, he came down with such strong force, it made this mark in the hill.
据说当时大象 Airavata 降临的时候，力量之强，导致他的足印就在这个石头上留下了这样的印记。
And this is the backside of the Dauka Dauji Temple.
这张图上是 Dauka Dauji 庙宇的背后的这个样子。
And we saw the image of Surabhikund. Here it is up close.
然后我们看到了 Surabhikund. 这张图上是这个湖的近照。
And this is a place where the cow, Surabhi cow, also landed along with Indra.
这张图上就是当时伴随着 Indra 一同降临于此的 Surabhi 当时降临的所在地。
It's a very peaceful place and very nice for chanting japa.
这是片非常宁静的地方，非常适合在这里进行 japa。
Now we're going along a number three over there, that's Surabhikund. We're going to go to Kadambavan.And Airavata Kund, number four.
那么方才我们拜访了 Surabhikund, 接下来我们要去四号所在地，也就是 Kadambavan 以及对 Surabhikund.
Yeah. Vana means forest.
Vana 的意思就是丛林的意思。
At Kadamba is a type of tree, a large, tall,Kadamba tree.
Kadamba 是一种树，是一种特别的这种开花的树。
Let's go there first.
先让我们先去这个地方。
This is some of the remaining Kadamba trees in Kadambavan.
这是一些在 Kadambavan 留下的不多的这个 Kadamba 树。
Here it is at a different season.
这是一张不同季节的这个照片。
And it is said by the devotees who visit Govardhan, taking dust from this Kadambavan is very, very special.
那么据这些到访 Kadambavan 的这个奉献者们说，据说在此地如果去触碰这个 Kadambavan 的这个尘土，将会得到特别的祝福，特别的吉祥。
We're having a little technical difficulty. Can you see the screen clearly or it's flickering?
Flashing. Yeah.
I'm going to disconnect and see what happens. I'm going to disconnect and then reconnect. Let's see. No. What to do?Okay. We're back again. This is still Kadambavan, and devotees commonly roll in the dust of Kadambavan. Here's a young boy really getting into it.
那就是 Kadambavan, 同样的 Kadamba 树的树林。奉献者们会经常会通常会在这个 Kadambavan 的这个尘土里面打滚。看这张图上这个小孩子非常的专注于此。
For some pilgrims, this is one of the favorite spots.
对于一些朝圣者来说，这个地方是他们非常喜欢的这个地方之一。
Now we're going to go to Airavata Kund. That's number four on the screen.
接下来我们要去的是这个四号所在地，就是 Airavata Kund.
And number five is Harji Kund.
以及五号 Harji Kund.
And we'll take a closer look of those two places just now.
我们现在将要就是很近距离的看一下这两个地方。
the very dark lake in the middle, that's Iravatakund.
正中央这片非常颜色非常深的水体就是 Iravatakund.
Let's go.
啊，就让我们去这儿吧。
This is a photograph taken long ago.
这张照片拍摄于很久以前的一个时间。
And since that time, they have remodeled it a little bit, and it looks like this.
那从这张照片拍摄的时间开始，后来他们对此地进行了修缮，目前他们这块地方长这个样子。
And here's Harji Kund.
啊，这就是 Harji Kund.
这就是。
This name is given, named after one of Krishna's cowherd boyfriends.
这片湖是以 Krishna 的一个牧牛头的名字命名的。
It's a very large lake, and they've begun in this photograph of putting a wall around some portion of the lake.
那就像你们看到的，他们开始往这个湖的周围去建设一些这个分割的这个水体的篱笆。
We're nearing the home stretch. You can see in the center of your screen, there's another populated area. Those are the rooftops of Jatipur.
那么你们现在能够在画面的正中央看到这片大的这个建筑群的这个屋顶，这个是非常出名的另外一个地方，叫 Jatipur。
Jatipur is the headquarters of the Vallabha Acharya followers.
Jatipur, 它是 Vallabha Acharya 的追随者的所在的总部。
And they consider that number three down there, that's the mouth of Govardhan. We'll see that in a minute.
那么 Vallabha Acharya 的追随者们，他们一致认为这个地图上的三号所在地是这个格瓦丹山的嘴。
When we visited Manasi Ganga, you probably can remember, we also saw Mukharavind. This is how the Vallabha Acharyas feel. This is the place.
那么你如果你们还记得的话，我们当时在拜访 Manasi Ganga 的时候，高地亚的这种看法就是说，这片是我们也看到了这个 Mukharavinda, 就是认为这个是格瓦丹山的嘴。
Aravinda means lotus, and Mukha means face.
Aravinda 的意思是这个莲花的意思，而 Mukha 它是嘴或者脸的意思。
So, it's considered the mouth of Govardhan. Here's the festivities, bathing that mouth of Govardhan.
所以这里被认为是格瓦丹山的嘴啊，就有很多的前来拜访的人来，就是对他进行 Abhishek。
It's generally very crowded, lots and lots of pilgrims very eager to bathe Govardhan Hill at this place.
那通常来说，这个地方总是非常的拥挤，有各种来自各地的这个朝圣者都纷纷的迫不及待的想要去给这个格瓦丹山的嘴进行沐浴。
And you can see the pilgrims are pouring milk on the mouth of Govardhan.
就如你们所见，你们能看到朝圣者们正在往这个格瓦丹山的嘴上去浇这个牛奶。
Now, this is the side of Govardhan Hill in that area.
那这是那片区域的这个格瓦丹山的山侧。
And this is the back side of the Gopal Temple.
而这是 Gopal 庙宇的这个背面。
Now you see on the left side some people are going up and down the hill. We don't do that because Lord Chaitanya didn't do that.
你会在这个图片的左侧，庙宇的左侧看到有些人在这个山上爬上爬下的。我们可不会这么做，因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都不这么做。
But they're going up there to take darshan of the replacement Gopal deity that's currently in that temple.
他们爬上这个爬上爬下是为了去觐见庙宇里面的这个原初的这个 Gopal 神像的复制品。
The original Gopal deity that Madhavendra Puri found is not in Vrindavan anymore.
那么原初 Madhavendra Puri 当时所发掘并且崇拜的这个勾画神像已经不在 Vrindavan 了。
For safety's sake, the deity was taken to a different location called Natadwar.
那么出于安全的考虑，原初的这个神像已经被转移到了这个 Natadwar 这个地方。
Here's a local devotee chanting japa near
the temple. 这张照片上是一个本地的奉献者在这个庙宇附近进行他的 japa.
And in the town itself is one of the sitting places of Vallabhacharya.
在这个附近是 Vallabhacharya 的一个这个所坐的地方。
We saw another one on the other side at Govindakund, if you remember.
如果你们还记得的话，我们这是在 Govindakund 的另外一侧这个地方。
And now we're going down just a little bit to the Dandavati Shila.
在这个离这个这片地方非常近的地方，我们就能就去紧接着就要去拜访这个。Dandavati 这个 Shila, Dandavati 圣石所在的地方。
It's a very large Shila and said to be very special.
这是一块非常巨大的 Shila, 据说是非常的特别。
By offering respects and paying obeisances to the Shila, if you've made any offenses in the course of your Govardhan Parikrama, you're excused.
那据说朝这个Dandavati 圣石去顶拜并且向他献上你的敬意的话，那么据说你在这个绕拜格瓦丹山期间所做的所有冒犯都会得以清除。
During Kartik month, this very same Shila is dressed very differently.
这张照片是同一块 Shila, 是在卡提克月期间被装饰一新的这个 Shila。
Here's what that Shila looks like at Kartik.
这张照片上就是在卡提克月的这个样子。
On top of the Dandavati Shila is another Govardhan Shila to represent his face.
在 Dandavati Shila 的顶部被放着另外一块格瓦丹山的山石，以此充当他的脸部。
There it is, close up.
这张是这个脸部的近照。
Now we're going further along the Parikrama path.
那么我们将进一步的沿着这个绕拜的路径前行。
We're looking back at the temple of Gopal. You see that white structure on top of the hill.
那现在我们是往回去看，你能看到这个山顶上的这个白色的建筑，这就是勾画神庙。
And now we're going in a northerly direction, heading towards, again, Govardhan town.
我们接下来会接着去朝北部进发，就是朝格瓦丹山这个小镇进发。
On the west side, that's Jatipur, and we're heading for Govardhan town. Follow the red line.
那在这个最左侧是 Jatipur, 我们沿着这条红色的路径进发，接着就要去Govardhan, 这个小镇。
Here's the Parikrama path.
这张图上就是我们绕拜的这个路径的样子。
Here's some of the sites along the way.
沿途有很多这些这些特别的这个景点。
Many cows grazing.
有许许多多的牛在这里吃草。
A mother and her baby calf.
这张图上是一只牛妈妈和她的这个牛宝宝。
Different places of worship.
这是沿途不同的这个崇拜的地方。
Here's a very special Shila known as Radha Shila and Shama Shila because of their complexion.
这一处是非常著名、非常特别的一块 Shila 的所在地， 就如你们所见，它的因为颜色的不同，有一块深，有一块浅，被称为 Shama Shila 和 Radha Shila。
One of our local friends, the pigs.
这张图上是我们一位当地的朋友，是一只猪的照片。
He looks like he's really enjoying, huh?
啊，他看起来好像非常的享受哈。
Our monkey friend, his little one has a nice haircut.
这个是我们的朋友的猴子朋友的照片，其中这个小猴子的发型比较独特。
And some parrots.
以及一些鹦鹉的照片。
And here's a very rare photograph.
这里还有一些非常罕有的照片。
You don't so often see owls along the path, but here's one.
其实你沿着这个路，沿途中不常见到这个猫头鹰，但这里我们见到了一只猫头鹰。
And of course, peacock.
当然还有许多孔雀。
And the side of Govardhan Hill in different images.
接下来是以不同的这个角度去拍摄的戈瓦丹山的照片。
Govardhan is quite tall here, but gently sloping, very straight drop on the other side.
戈瓦丹山非常高。在这个图中的这个照片，这个点是非常高的，但是相较于另外一侧来说，这个坡度是非常的缓的。
Some pilgrims walking along the path.
啊，有些朝圣者沿着绕拜的途径啊进行绕拜。
One of the sugar cane juice machines, in case you get thirsty.
这张照片上是一个就是甘蔗汁的这个榨汁的机器，如果你们渴的话，你会觉得这个还是蛮有意思的。
Now we're getting closer to Govardhan Town.
接下来我们将进一步的去靠近这个戈瓦丹的这个小镇。
And this red line takes us to a very interesting place.
沿着这条红色的路径将把我们带往一个非常有意思的地方。
I've never been there, but it's one of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's favorite places.
我从来没去过这个地方，但是这个却是 Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj 非常喜爱的一个地方。
There's a shop owner named Garib Das that's very eccentric.
那就在这个地方有一个商店的店主叫 Gribadas, 他是一个非常有意思的一个人。
Most of the ornaments he's wearing around his neck are tulsi.
他脖子上戴的许许多多的这些这个装饰物实际上都是 tulsi 做的。
It's a tulsi shop. You see the beads hanging on the wall.
就像你们看到的，墙上挂着许多图拉西的念珠，这是一个卖图拉西念珠的一个商店。
He's a friendly and very unusual fellow.
他是一个非常友好而且是特别特别独特的一个人。
Okay, back to Govardhan Town.
好，让我们接着返回到这个戈瓦丹山小镇。
The last place we're going to visit today is Sakhi Stali, you see on the map here.
我们今天要到访的最后一个地方，就像你们在地图上看到的，就是 Sakhi Stali.
Sakhi means the gopi or cowherd girlfriends of Krishna.
Sakhi 的意思就是 Krishna 的这个牧牛童，或者说是牧牛姑娘的朋友。
The boys are called Sakhas, and the girls are Sakhis.
这些男孩的朋友被称为男性的朋友被称为 Sakha, 而女性的朋友被称为 Sakhi.
And Stali simply means place, the place of the gopis, the girls, the girlfriends of Krishna.
那 Stali 的意思，它就单纯的意味这就是一个地方的意思。所以连起来就是牧牛姑娘朋友们所在的地方。
And this Sakhi Stali area is where Chandravali and all of her gopi friends would stay.
这个 Saki Stali 是 Chandravali 和他的这些牧牛姑娘的伙伴们所在的地方。
Now, Chandravali is in the right wing Gopi group leader, and Radha is the left wing Gopi group leader.
Now, Chandravali, 他是牧牛姑娘的右翼的代表，而Radharani 是牧牛姑娘左翼的代表。
So there was something of a rivalry between the two groups.
所以我们现在就是来到这个 两个这个团队的这个之间。
For Krishna's pleasure, of course.
当然都是为了取悦 Krishna, 他们两方阵营都是为了取悦 Krishna.
There's a nice story about Raghunath Das Goswami who was living at Radhakund.
那有一个故事就是Raghava Goswami 当时在住在 Radhakund 的这个逍遥时光。
We know that Raghunath Das was very, very austere.
我们知道 Raghunath Das Goswami 他是非常苦行的这样一位 Goswami。
This is a painting showing his pastime when he was in Puri, where he would eat only the discarded rice that the cows wouldn't eat.
这是当时Raghunath Das Goswami 他在 Puri 的时候非常苦行的一幕，他吃那些被摒弃的不要的那些米。
Later, when he was living at Radhakund, he had the practice of eating very little also.
而在之后，他居住在 Radhakund 的时候，他仍然吃得非常少。
Every other day, he would take a leaf cup made of leaves and take some buttermilk.
那么他每隔一天才会用这个用树叶做成的这个杯子喝一杯这个 buttermilk, 就是 buttermilk.
Here's what a leaf cup looks like.
这个就是用树叶做成杯子的这个样子。
One day, one of his devotees named Dasa brought him a very large leaf cup and filled with buttermilk.
有一天有一个朋友从这个 Stali 就带来一个非常巨大的用树叶做成的杯子。
The leaves were particularly large, and Raghunath, as he was drinking the buttermilk, asked him, "Where did you get these leaves?"
这个杯子非常巨大，杯子里面盛满了这个 buttermilk。然后 Raghunath Swami 就问，你是从哪搞到这么大的叶子？
The devotee said, "Oh, I got these leaves from a very special palasa tree that grows at Saki Stali."
然后那个朋友就说，这个叶子是从这个叶子叫 Palasa 树的树叶，它是从一个非常特别的地方，是从 Saki Stali 带来的。
Immediately, Raghunath threw the leaf cup away and said, "Never bring leaves from that place to me again."
听到这一刻，他立刻把这个树叶子做成的杯子扔到一边，说。请永远不要从这个地方再给我带这个树叶的做成的杯子了。
So his devotee could understand, wow, Raghunath is absorbed in the mood of Radharani and her servants.
那么奉献者们就可以从这里看出来 ,Radhanath Swami 他是完全沉浸在作为这个 Radha 的情愫以及 Radha 的作为 Radha 的仆人的这种情愫当中。
Here's a little temple in the Saki Stali area.
这里是在这个 Saki Stali 的这个一座神庙的照片。
And we're now leaving the outside area of Govardhan town.
现在我们就是这个地方其实是在格瓦丹山镇的外面的一个地方。
And along the Parikrama path,Here's one gentleman doing Dandavat's Parakram with 108 stones.
在这张照片上是一位本地的奉献者，他带着108块石头来进行这样的一个五体顶拜的绕拜。
The procedure is after placing that stone up above his head, he comes back to a kneeling position, takes another stone, and makes another dandavats with that stone. It moves all the stones by his knees up to his head. 108.
那据说他每次进行这种绕拜的时候，就是要用他的膝盖将这个石头，就是做完这样一个五体顶拜，然后把这个石头再移到他的头部，再总共有108块这样的石头。
It makes you very humble.
这样做会让你变得非常的谦卑。
And it may make your knees very sore too.
当然，这有可能让你的膝盖变得异常的酸痛。
But let's take a look up by his head. We see two photographs, right?
但是你会仔细观察看的话，会在他的头部会发现，靠近他有两个照片，对吗？
Let's take a close look.
让我们近距离观察一下。
There's a photograph of Jayapataka Swami.
这里有一张 Jayapataka Swami 的照片。
It turns out this devotee doing Dandabhat's parikram is his disciple, a local Brijbasi.
那似乎这个进行这个五体绕拜的这样的一个奉献者，他实际上是 Jayapataka Swami 的门徒。
So not only he's doing his Dandabhat's parikram, but we see he's also chanting japa.
所以他，你也会发现他不光是绕拜，你也会发现他在念诵。
That's the end of our Govardhan Parikram for this evening.
这就是今天晚上我们进行的哥瓦丹山绕拜的这个旅程。
And we ran out of time.
而且我们时间也用光了。
So we'll see you again next week. Hopefully we'll be able to conclude the whole of Govardhan Parikram. Wouldn't that be nice?
那我希望下周能够再与大家一起结束我们这个完整的这个哥瓦丹山的绕拜旅程。
We owe all of this experience of hearing the pastimes of Krishna and the darshan of Govardhan to our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada.
那么我们将我们这个进行的这一切哥瓦丹山的绕拜，包括聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光，这一切都归功于我们的创办灵性导师 Srila Prabhupada.
And pandemic permitting, we'll visit Govardhan Kartik time.
如果这个疫情进展情况允许的话，希望我们能够在卡提克月间能够进行哥瓦丹山的绕拜。
Thank you all very much, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Giri Govardhan.
Jai.